This is probably the 2,000th radio hit you've done, Pinball. Is this the 1,999th where you've come into Pinball Wizard?
It has happened more than once.
Oh my goodness.
My memory every time I hear it, though, is whenever we played out in Winnipeg, they had a pretty serious defense at that time, and probably our toughest competition from an offense to a defensive standpoint. And they would play every time I got tackled, they played a song, and then the pinball machine would like discombobulate it up, just kind of go crazy.
So just Winnipeg, like what were tough places to play?
Winnipeg was a tough place from a competitive standpoint at that time. Real strong defense. A few Hall of Famers, I think about five Hall of Famers on that defense. And then from that rivalry standpoint, it was always Hamilton. But then from a field atmosphere standpoint, it was Edmonton. And Edmonton always had good teams playing on the thick grass, the only grass field. And so different places for different reasons, yes.
Pinball Clements is our guest here on Leadoff. He is the general manager of your Toronto Argonauts. And this is Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Last piece of business related to the show. So, Pinball, we've started doing these stupid bets, and then we pay them off by going to batting cages and doing different things, athletic endeavors. I have challenged Ziggy to a 100. Now, per CFL rules, it may end up being a 110-yard dash. He is hesitant. He is hesitant to take me up on this offer. Is he a coward?
Coward probably is too strong a word. I think he feels that there may be a slight competitive imbalance.
Yes, exactly. I'm a former athlete. I've had seven surgeries. Oh. I'm worried. It's tough to get out of bed in the morning. And Scotty's is in shape. He works out after the show every day. He's got a year of it. Yeah. And I'm just like, if I win, I'm supposed to win, right? Pinball. But if I lose, it looks really bad as a former athlete. Yeah. I'm sure you understand that, right?
And that was what I was referring to. The competitive balance was the other way around. Yeah. it was your humility that was coming through.
you former pro athletes just always stick together. I can't get anybody to see it from my perspective. Pinball, this has been the strangest year in all of our lives. I think that doesn't need to be spoken of, but in terms of where the league is, the CFL is as a league right now, and the challenges that presents to you as the general manager of the Toronto Argonauts, trying to keep your roster together, trying to recruit potential new players to come up from south of the border. How different has your job been and looked without a 2020 season and with 2021 still a complete and total question mark? Because how could any of us know what 2021 is going to look like at this point?
For me, football is in your blood. It's something that you do, something that you rally around. I would hesitate to put the challenges and difficulties of putting a football team together against the pandemic itself. Right, that's really the most important thing here, and making sure that we as a group can make sure we over communicate at this time. Right, it's so much bigger than ourselves here, and so it really is one looking after each other from a core staff, and then from a player standpoint. standpoint. And so we've tried to do things that would quicken that. And then on top of that, you know, we've as a group, we're a new team here as a general manager and personnel team, as well as coaching staff. So we've used this extra time to try to, as much as possible, be proficient in trying to the fact is we need to get better, right? And so we've tried to use this time strategically so that when we do get back to playing, that you will be able to see the tangible difference in the additional time that we received. You know, that there's, I think Churchill talked about never wasting a crisis, right? And so it, for us, it really is dealing with the pandemic itself and what that means, and then further to that, trying to take an extra step or two, maybe working a little bit harder than our competitors. But you know, at this time, right, we love our sports, we do it, but the pandemic actually certainly is so much further ahead of that, and as well, if we're smart at this time, we'll come out better on the other side.
It's a sad day for the CFL, losing David Braley, passing away at the age of 79. What can you tell him about what he meant to the CFL and your personal relationship with him?
You know, I usually am a little bit more bubbly in the morning and here, and so I apologize, you know, that the tone and energy is not there as much this morning. But this gentleman, when we speak to him, the Canadian Football League was his passion. But foremost, he's one of the greatest Canadian success stories in history. His humanity is represented in the number of things he donated to, whether health and education were huge, and he really was passionate about the Canadian Football League. And so he wasn't just successful, but he shared his success with community, certainly the community of Hamilton, the two teams that he had ownership, two other teams, I should say, he had ownership in Toronto and Vancouver, but he was a national hero and recognized by as a member of the Order of Canada, and so celebrating him and really remembering the foundation of who he is and the foundation of his success first, and then his level of generosity that bridges and runs alongside of that, and then his love for the Canadian Football League and willingness to really support it in every imaginable way, if you will, right? He supported. He was a big advocate of the Canadian Football League, and you know, had many ideas and structural things that he thought was important for the league. He obviously put his money behind that, and was a big fan. Even at the smaller, the younger levels, he would also give and support the notion or the idea of really giving youth football a greater foundation and structure so that the game can grow.
David Braley passing away yesterday at the age of 79, and his ownership of the Argos from 2010 to 2015. I mean, that came at an important time, Pinball, for the franchise. Right. I mean, they were looking for a little stability at that point, and he was able to provide it before Bell and Mr. Tannenbaum, and then eventually Rogers got in, MLSE got in and took it over.
That is right. And being there at the critical times is always a good measure of intention and level of effectiveness. And so he was there when our league needed it most, and on, you know, more than one occasion. And that absolutely includes our Argonauts. And you know, through that period, we won another championship as well. And so he showed his not only his philanthropy, but his competence, right? He's an owner. Actually, I think the only did he win a championship in Hamilton, didn't he?
I'd have to go back and look. But he certainly did. I mean, he was the owner for the 100th Grey Cup champion Argos, right?
Yes. So he did for the Argos and for the Lions, right? So,
absolutely.
So I think he may have won a championship in each of the, cities, that he owned, but I'm not sure
I'm pulling it up here. I'm looking as you talk, I will find it out.
Okay, excellent. So with that, the love and reverence we have for him, we can never repay him, but if love and reverence is the exchange rate, he'll be in our hearts forever, and that will be the balance, because we can never actually repay him for his contributions, and it is continuing to see his legacy go on by the success of our league. I think would be the greatest repayment we could give to him.
Tell us about the virtual Chase Halloween heist. Now, this sounds like a great idea in a pandemic year where Halloween is going to be very different for kids than whatever they've experienced in the past. And obviously, all of the proceeds will go to your very important Pinball Clements Foundation.
Well, we are excited about it. It's a more solemn day today, but we are excited about the Halloween heist, and it is recapturing Halloween. We're taking Halloween back. The pandemic said no, but we're saying yes, and it is a virtual scavenger hunt. And so it's fun. It's competitive. It is challenging. It has all of these little things that you have to figure out in how you would in the scavenger hunt. But it takes place in your own home. And so virtualchase.ca is the website. You go and you log on. It's $30, which goes to our foundation, but there's also an opportunity. I think you can raise funds, and everything is there. This is the first time that I've ever been involved in this. Our team was involved in this from a university or college. Actually, they put this on, and they did such a good job that they want to share it with the foundation. And so we're so excited about it, and there's a sense of wonder for me. So it's each day this week, though, you can go on and you can figure out the rules, and we're giving away a jersey. We'll give away all of Leafs, Raptors, Argos, and Toronto FC. We have Jose Altidor jersey that's available. Austin Matthews, of course, Kyle Lowry, and some short guy as well. But we're giving away. And whole thing is designed around fun and doing Halloween right in your own home. So it's COVID free with your family, and it's incredible. And if you can't, if for some reason you can't get involved, you can also sponsor a kid for $30 at virtualchase.ca.
Virtualchase.ca. Wonderful endeavor, creative endeavor in strange times. And we'll tie a bow on a pinball. Harold Ballard was actually still the owner of the Tiger Cats when they won the Grey Cup in 1986. Mr. Braley took over in 87. So you were pretty much, you nailed it. But missed just by a couple of months.
But they won again in 98. Was he not there by then? He was already in.
He was the he was the Tie Cats owner from 87 to 90. And then he took over the BC Lions in 97. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So, yes.
You almost had it. Almost had it, but yeah. Close enough that you're considered a winner.
Yes.
Good on you to join us this morning. It's always uplifting to hear your voice, even in sad times with the passing of Mr. Braley. And we'll certainly reach out again soon. And again, it's virtualchase.ca for the Virtual Chase Halloween Heist. We'll talk again in the near future.
Thanks, Scotty, Mac, and Ziggy. Appreciate your humility, buddy.
Well,
thanks a lot, bud, for coming on.
And Pinball, you give it some thought. You give it some thought. Next time you're on, talk this guy into racing me.
You know what? I definitely. That's actually become a new sort of off-season initiative here. So we're going to rally around. So our personnel team gets together a couple of times a week on Zoom, and tomorrow at 10:30, you will be the first topic on our issue, on our meeting, I should say.
Okay, well, Ziggy hit a 101-mile-an-hour fastball off a pitching machine, and we couldn't convince Ross Atkins to invite him to spring training next year on a tryout. So I don't know. If he can beat me in a race, maybe the Argos, maybe third or fourth on your running back's depth chart. That's what I'm thinking.
What we should do is do a field goal competition.
We could do that.
That would be a lot of fun.
We could do that. Maybe you're looking for a kicker.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can get Noel Prefontaine out as well to kind of, you know, to coach up and to help out here. So we could actually turn this into something.
I'm down. If you want to get Noel
for that,
Noel Prefontaine was a great kicker for the Argos through the 90s, and absolutely. I can't imagine he wants to put up with us, but if he's willing to for an afternoon, we'll take lessons and we'll get set.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll set this up, Pinball.
Well, he's a great guy, and he would be really good. So, what for me, one of the best kickers in the history of our game, both punting and kickoffs or field goals, I should say. And so, hey, let's make it happen. Okay. I know you guys got to run, so I'll stop chatting, but always, always good to talk to you guys.